What's up, everyone? This is Tony from SciTech.com here with my special guest, Neff.
One more time, everyone.
One more time. Our final review for NCAA for the PS3.
They do have it for the 360, too.
360. Awesome. Awesome. Okay, man. So just to kick off things, you were going to go ahead and share with me your online dynasty.
Yeah.
Thoughts and impressions? Sorry.
Oh, no. It's cool. The new feature of online dynasty is all about accessibility, and I love it. It used to be before, if you weren't playing the game, you still had to turn on your PS3 or Xbox 360 and do everything else. You had to recruit from your gaming console. You had to be home and signed online, and pretty much, hopefully, nobody would disturb you or take you away to tell you to wash the dishes and stuff. But now everything is accessible. You can do your recruiting, and by the way, they do have a new recruiting mini game to help you build your team up. And it's really good. I really like it. It's more realistic, in my opinion. Play the game to find out how it is. Another thing is you can, after you play a game, the game's not over there. We always know in real life, after the game, there's always the report. The game creates a report for you. And what you can do is you can add highlights to that report. Like, it's not just picture highlights, it's video highlights. You can edit the story, tell it in your own words what happened. And not only that, but everybody else in your online dynasty can comment about that story. I'm already in an online dynasty right now, and it's really fun, the type of interaction that we have amongst each other in our Pac-10 dynasty. But it's not only that. Other things you can do, you can check, you know, scores, the polls, everything except for playing the game, you can do pretty much anywhere, so long as that you have a computer that has access to the internet. And I really love that. It's so accessible. It's so convenient to be able to take care of your online dynasty wherever you go. So that way, when you're, you know, washing dishes, you don't have to worry about somebody turning off your console and starting all over again. So
sounds like they really put a lot of emphasis in that. So for you married guys out there who have to wash dishes, get this game.
Oh, yes. They were thinking about you.
Thinking about us. All right. Final thoughts, man. What is your final thoughts?
You know, I would really like to give big ups to Russ Kinry and the rest of the NCAA crew. I mean, this was a huge leap. There is a lot of room for improvement for this game, but this game is the closest to realistic football in the EA Sports side. I really love what they did to this game. I mean, last year they were bragging about, you know, oh, we have new windsocks and we have a field goal net. This year they're talking about realistic stuff like run blocking. I mean, I know you heard that a million times from me, but I cannot emphasize the fact that how much they really worked on the gameplay. You have total control of your team. You read the blocks when you're running. I mean, it's a great job, Russ Kinry and the boys. And, you know, just a little tip for a lot of the people out there playing the game. You know, I'm not an EA fanboy. I'm not a 2K fanboy. It's my $60, and I hope that it's worth it. And I hope that by us giving you guys this report, that you guys may go and find that these games are worth it.
So, what's your final verdict? Buy it, rent it, borrow it, steal it? What do you want?
Well, I can't really say steal it. But if I was a hardcore football fan, or just even, you know, just a football fan in general, I would buy this game just to play it. You awesome. Good, great experience, and I mean, this is one of the best football games that EA has brought out for the next gen football games.
Thanks, man. Madden. So you hear that, guys, straight from Neff. For those hardcore fans out there, or those who just love the sports in general, football, This is a must-get. For those of you in the United States, we call it football. For those of you outside the United States, what do we call it? American football. So,
and it's still a man's sport.
Please. Yeah, it's still a man's sport.
Rugby's right. A great sport, but American football is a tough sport too. Please.
Yeah, we'll save that discussion for another post. Yeah. For another post, all right? Again, this is Tony from SciTech.com. I'll go ahead and post all these reviews on my blog, and I'll go ahead and say something to our viewers, Neff.
Thank you guys for listening. Hope you guys enjoy the game. I know we've suffered through bad games, but this is not one of them.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, guys. These are just two average gamers who really love gaming and love to bring you the news and reviews about the awesome gaming out there. So support us. TheNeff77 on YouTube and SciTech.com for Tony. Thank you, guys. Have a great night. Bye.